This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, July 26th. Spirit-led sheep. Our reading comes from John 14, verses 15 through 31. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you will also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away, and I am coming back to you.' If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me. But he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and to do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." One of the hardest things for the disciples to grasp was how Jesus could continue to shepherd them after he returned to be with the Father. So Jesus prepared them ahead of time for that transition. He told them that the Father would send the Holy Spirit to be in each one of them. They would always have a comforter and advocate to guide them, reminding them of Jesus' teachings and giving them peace. Jesus tells us that the Spirit of Truth will teach us and remind us of all that Jesus has taught because he knows that his physical absence will make us forgetful. Jesus knows that we have to grow used to seeing him with spiritual eyes. As we keep his commands and learn from his word, the Spirit will fulfill God's promise to love and care for all who follow him. The Spirit will comfort us with peace as we go through the valley of shadow. The Spirit will advocate for us, serving as our supporter, protector, and champion. The Spirit will advise us and uphold us as we journey with Jesus. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, continues to be present among us through the Spirit, even as he prays for us and upholds us while ruling beside the Father in heaven today. Where have you experienced Jesus' presence in your life lately? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to guide us from within. Help us to listen for the Spirit's voice and to respond with trust and obedience to the Spirit's leading. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.